something. Four subtle signs you're probably a workaholic. The 10 occasions we're most likely to celebrate with a drink, also on the show today. 457-5957. We go to the phone. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric?
Yes.
Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great, Glenn. How are you?
Good to hear you. Right on, brother. All right, Eric, you're going to help us out. Here we go. Hold on. Here we are.
It's time for the Crapper Idiot of the Day.
All right, my man, Eric, is helping us out. All right, Eric, pretty simple. Basically, I've got two of these total idiots. You have to tell me who's worthy of the title of Idiot of the Day.
All right.
All right, here's the thing about McDonald's all-day breakfast. Not every breakfast item is available all day. And somebody could have gotten shot because of it, Eric. A couple guys went into a McDonald's drive-thru in Warren, Ohio. It's like 3:30 in the morning. Nothing good happens at 3:30 in the morning at a drive-thru at McDonald's.
Nothing good
ever.
Happens after 2.
No, nothing. Nothing. Wednesday, ordered a steak bagel. Employees told him, sorry, I couldn't do that until the breakfast started a few hours later. One of the guys was just a little upset. That they drove up to the window, and one of them pulled a gun on the woman inside. Give me my bagel! Fortunately, they didn't shoot. They just drove away. The surveillance cameras caught the entire thing, and cops tracked them down because, yeah, there's a video camera right there, and the guy was arrested for pulling a gun because he didn't get a bagel sandwich at McDonald's.
Wow.
And the other guy gets busted for DUI. So the whole thing could have been avoided, and they really, really made huge mistakes. So, all right, so there's your first one to choose from. All right. I'm not going to make this easy on you. I'll tell you now, because this next one's a good one. You know, as a guy, Eric, you and I, if we need to open a beer, we will find a way to open a beer, right? The old lighter trick. I mean, anything with an edge, you can pop a beer, right? Anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an art form. It's a skill that we have learned and passed down through generations. But there's a time and a place and an item for everything. Get open a beer bottle. Watch what you do it with. You do need something with a corner, but we do not suggest using a can of pepper spray.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. In fact, he tried to use the can of pepper spray, and the canister broke, and they had to evacuate 200 people, and 20 were sent to the hospital.
Wow.
All right. On a good note, he was able to open his beer.
Yeah, but he wasn't able to drink it.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say that part. The beer did open. But, a room of 200 people had to be evacuated. Several went to the hospital. So there you go. You got the guys pulling the gun at the McDonald's drive-thru because they didn't have bagel sandwiches. Or you have the dude that tried to open a beer or with a can of pepper spray. Who is our idiot today, Eric?
I'm going to have to go with guy opening the beer with pepper spray.
Yeah, I think so. The other guys are pretty idiots, but that's... We've kind of heard that one before, the old freak out at the McDonald's drive-thru. Not that unusual, but this one, yeah, that's the first I've ever heard of that. So, Eric, well played today, sir. You have a great Friday and an excellent weekend.
All righty, you too.
All right, there you go. That's my man. That's Eric. There you are. That's good stuff. All right, hey. Want people to eat you want the kids to eat the vegetables? Do you want to eat vegetables? I know, but who wants to eat something called broccoli or cauliflower? That's not sexy. No, you want people to eat vegetables. You give them sexy names. And that's not just me. That's science talking. Science! I'll explain next.
This is X-Rock.
Everything that rocks.
Here's a fact. Skidoo sells more snow machines than anyone in Alaska.